Well, you got it wrong. Got no one to blame but yourself. It's 1966 in part one. I don't think I'm lying to anybody when I say you look a mess. I mean, really, this morning you looked like you were held up on the tube or on the bus. Last night you were ill, you went to an Indian, you had a really tough time. It's just gone 10 o'clock. So who's on What's It To You today? Only Carol Decker of DePauw, that's all. Tale in the Truth. Taking it to the streets, asks you in Maidstone, are the coppers really on the right side if they should keep their noses in or out of soccer and let the Football Association police themselves? Thursday Final, official listeners, is always our tune. What do you do in our tune today? When the bloke you love turns out to be a lush. Nasty Habits, sinners nominated by Hillary Emery, Julie Ragbone, Michelle Wheelhouse, and Denise Quayle. It's all happening. Here come the clues for part two.
Simon Bates, the golden hour, on Radio 1.
This is part two.
Well, my little girl is a sweet little girl. She does things that make your eyebrows curl. Let her loose on a Friday night. You know it's gonna end in a fight. Rosetta drinks her whiskey neat. She gets in a fight, but she might get beat. So I go around on a Saturday night and ask her if she feels all right. Rosetta, are you better? Are you well?
Gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC is class and money down. Picked up a boy just out of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with a smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa threw whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Jim Beam, Tramp and Thief, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us Jim Beam, Tramp and Thief, but every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
It was number 4. Also in the charts in this year, Fame and Price and the Birds.
Prettiest mare I've ever seen. Not to take my word. On Stony Ridge, after this chestnut mare. Been chasing her for weeks. Well, I'd catch a glimpse of her every once in a while. Cooking her meal and bathing. Fine lady. This one day I happened to be real close to her. I saw her standing over there. So I snuck up on her nice and easy. Got my rope out. And I flung it in the air. Below us, coming up real fast, and it's our reflection, this little pool of water about 6 feet wide, 1 foot deep. And we're crawling down right through it. We hit, we splashed it dry. That's when I lost my hold. She got away. But I'm gonna try to get her again someday. I'm going to catch that horse if I can. Thank you.
of the Golden Hour continues. Lynn Anderson was number three. I didn't promise you no Rose Garden.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a Rose Garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go.
I'm living my life like a good homo sapien. But all around me everybody's multiplying, and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in the cages in the zoo, man. Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape, man. I think I'm so educated than the so civilized, cause I'm a strict vegetarian. Population and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians. I don't feel safe in this world, no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore and make like an ape man.
I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man, I'm an ape man. I'm a King Kong man.
Compared to the sun, sits in the sky. Compared to the clouds.
beautiful. She's the witch queen
of New Orleans. Of New Orleans.
Stop. Every day she takes a morning bath, she wears a headache. Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Stepping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. Oh, it's just another day. It's just another day.
Time for just one more on part two.
It's over now. You've had your fun. Get up them stairs. Go on quickly. Don't run. Take off your shoes. Both of you. Opposed to those flakes.
We will.
That afternoon, we spent the day with Uncle Frank, remember, and his wife Auntie May. Well, do you know? Then I've received up to 4 letters, all of which repeat the same. They say thrilled to bits. Can't believe it came. We've relived it both over time and time again. And if there's ever a chance or even half, you might be our way. Promise to stay. Claim from the start that the moral of the story's to begin. On Sunday next, if the weather holds, we'll have that game. But I bag Z-Bean in goal. Not because I'm good or because I think I should. It's just that, well, at my standing still, whoa, 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 would really suit me best. Do we all agree? Hands up those who do. Hands up those who don't. I see. Well, in that case, will we please be kind enough, if not on Sunday, to go to Mass on Monday.
And Lynn Anderson and Fame and Price and the Kicks, Gilbert O'Sullivan there with Redbone, the Supremes and Paul McCartney, all adding up to 1971.
Simon Bates, the golden hour, came on Radio 1.
So if you're feeling really bullish, it was 71 and 66.
Radio 1, news.
10:30. 9:30 on Monday morning, here's Jane Markham.
The Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev has made a scathing attack on the purges carried out in the Stalin era of the 1930s. In a speech in Moscow to mark the 70th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, Mr. Gorbachev said a special commission would be set up to look into the repression. From Moscow, Jeremy Harris.
Mr. Gorbachev said that an atmosphere of intolerance, hostility and distrust had grown up and developed during the Stalin era. This had had a dire effect on the country's social and political development and produced grim consequences. Mr. Gorbachev condemned Stalin's personality cult and violations of legality. Many thousands of people, he said, were subjected to wholesale repression during the 1930s. This was the bitter truth. Serious damage was done to the cause of socialism and to the authority of the party. Mr. Gorbachev said it wasn't true that Stalin didn't know of many of the excesses. His guilt was enormous, unforgivable, and a lesson for all generations.
In Peking, first details have been announced of China's new Communist Party leadership. Prime Minister Zhao Zhang has, in effect, been confirmed as acting party leader and the man most likely to take over at the top when China's elder statesman, Deng Xiaoping, retires altogether. Mr. Zhao has been the driving force behind recent reforms in China. Share prices in London have been falling this morning despite earlier gains in the Far Eastern markets. Today, the city will face an important test when payments become due for share deals made in the first week of the stock market crash. Although the market has opened nervously, dealers stress there's no hint of panic selling. The leader of the employers' organisation, the CBI, has said that despite the crash, British business is in good shape. John Bannon was speaking in Glasgow at the opening of the CBI's annual conference. He said that in Britain, business was winning again. And that's it for now. There's more news on Radio 1 at 11:30.
There's no messing with HMS Bulldog. It's no office of the day today. Being a Monday morning, it's galley of the day. I don't think we've ever done a galley of the day before. Mick and Dave are both chefs. They cook three, well, good meals a day, every day, on BFBO ships, especially HMS Bulldog, and they want something for anyone who's working in galleys in the Royal Navy. HMS Bulldog, care of BFBO ships. You got it. Galley of the day with Britain's number one still hanging on.
One by one, I'm gonna hit you from all sides.
for the last 25 years. Salma Kalsoum, who lives in Far Town in Huddersfield, is one of those people who's a Radio 1 fan. She deserves a certificate mainly because she listens to Radio 1 every day, and I mean every day. She wakes up with Adrian John. It's a hell of a shot for anybody. Starts her lessons with Mike Smith, has a morning break with Simon Bates. Lunchtime she has with Gary Davis, and on her way home, it's Steve Wright. Then it's Bruno Brooks, Janice Long, and John Peel with the homework. Official Radio 1 listener for Pollard Street. We'll send you something for nothing, which is unusual for this show. An official listener's certificate, Salma. To 11, we're here at 12:30. Do a bit of rabbiting, doing our tune or two and all that stuff. The Bee Gees, you win again. Maurice Gibb has been talking to Philip Finn in New York for the first time about the fear that grips his family since his wife uncovered an armed drugs gang in a house they owned. It's a weird story, Dad, because I checked with the Miami Herald, which is a widely respected newspaper out of Miami right down through South America, and they know a hell of a lot about the drugs thing, and they know nothing about this story, but Maurice Gibb says that his wife uncovered an armed drugs gang, or not the actual gang themselves, but the fact that the arms were in the house, and also the drugs were in the house as well. Now, he says, every time he sees a bush blow in the breeze, he jumps. He thinks there could be a drug dealer behind him in the bushes trying to kill him. No, it's probably a Rick Sky looking for copy, I would think. Radio 1, first thing in the morning. Yesterday, I had a great weekend. I hope you had a good weekend. Just one of those wonderful weekends that went really well. Janice Long and I went to a party on Friday afternoon, and then I went down to Port Talbot, just outside Port Talbot, to a little place
place called the Archies, and some people from Swansea came over, and we had a great night. It was as simple as that. And thanks to all those people who made it a great night, and on Saturday I went to Glasgow and saw some old friends there, had a good time, as a result of which I missed the party of the decade, they're telling me. Jonathan Ross was there, which is unusual. It was the George Michael party in London. There was also a Chris Rea party, and I'll find out more about those once the people have sobered up and got into work. But on Sunday, it was really kind of, yeah, there goes Jonathan. What happened at the Chris Rea party? Just try and sober up and tell me later on. A lady in Maryland who's got to be the ultimate loser. This lady managed to buy a raffle ticket and win, well, it was a lottery ticket, and win $50,000. Right. So she got the news that she'd won $50,000. She went absolutely over the moon about the whole thing, and she was on the point of getting married, so she put off the wedding a little bit, and $50,000 isn't the world, but it's a lot of money to a lady who hasn't got much, and she thought, right, I'll wait until the 180 days, the 3 months that she's got to actually claim the money. I wait for those 180 days so that I'm absolutely certain I don't spend it or fritter it or waste it by giving it to people I don't like. And I'll wait the full 180 days, and that way I'll guarantee that when I get the money, I'll really need it. And she waited the 180 days, and then she took her ticket round to the lottery centre, and she said, here I am, $50,000. And they looked at her and said, sorry, darling. She said, what do you mean, sorry? 181 days. She'd waited one day over the time limit and gotten nothing. Did that rip you apart? I'd just be so gutted. Everybody here seems to have been to the George Michael party, and I wasn't there. How was it, guys? It was terrific, Symes, they said. Bit naffo at the beginning, then Jonathan Ross arrived, and everything was okay. Do you hate people who go to parties and say, I had a wonderful time, and you weren't there? Boy George, hey, we'll be on The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning. Mike Smith doesn't know this, neither does the producer, but we might as well get all organised now. This is Tuesday morning, we're talking about Bex. Don't worry, it's okay. It's wacky, don't worry. Breakfast Show tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Boy George, he'd never turn up on time. He's joking. I mean, TVAM couldn't get him there before 5 o'clock at night. There is, we're not allowed to tell you this, but we're going to just the same, a forthcoming European tour, but we don't think he's going to tour Britain, which is kind of interesting. New single out next week called To Be Reborn. Thank you, Virgin, for the information. Little plug there. First play tomorrow morning. That's exciting. Talking of first plays, I'm really sorry for the three commercial radio stations that made the announcement this morning that they were the first to play tracks off the George Michael album. Sorry, guys, wrong. Dave Lee Travis did, about 36 hours before. Get your own back. It's 13 minutes to 11. OK, who's here? It's not Carol Deck. We recorded this in Glasgow. At the Grosvenor House Hotel. This is Carol Decker talking about sex, money, about what she does in bed. It's all the filthy stuff. What's it to you?
My favourite meal is either good Chinese or good Italian. The kind of clothes that I like to wear are usually simple and well-cut. Not necessarily expensive, but looking so. I'd most like to live in London because I've always wanted to and I've never been able to afford to. If I had £1 million, I could easily spend that in 7 days, but I think I'd get my house in London and decorate it and get all fitted carpets and flooring, things like that. And then maybe a car if there's anything left over. My favourite thing to do on a Friday night would generally, if I have the chance, is going out with close friends. I like to go out to dinner and have a conversation, plenty to eat, lots to drink. My favourite late-night pastime I couldn't possibly discuss on daytime radio. Best thing to wake up to is Ronnie Rogers. He's usually there most mornings. I would say my hero had to be Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. He's just so hunky. Probably Indiana Jones more than Harrison Ford, really. And my heroine would be Katharine Hepburn. I think she's a very feisty lady and a good actress. The kind of person I avoid at parties is the sort of person who likes to tell me where I'm going wrong in my career and they've got sound advice. I keep well away from them. My school reports were always that I was very bright but very lazy. So they were fair, could do better, definitely. I had that a lot at the bottom of my school reports. I think the worst experience as a child was something probably very, very silly, but it was important to me at the time. I was very, very skinny and I used to get called names because I had red hair, a long, thin, white body. People used to say I looked just like a match. That used to upset me a lot. The best piece of advice ever given to me that I can remember was by a gentleman called John Kennedy. He's a lawyer, and he said, the music always make your decision from your heart, and let everybody else worry about the financial situation later. That's why I'm broke.
fancy being the person who actually turned down a starring role in Miami Vice. It's not a bad thing to retire on. It's 7.5 minutes away from our tune at 11 o'clock.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth. And I owe it all to you. So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
I saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it too easily. So we take each other's hand, cause we seem to understand the eternity.
Radio 1 listeners, Debbie Jolly, and I bet she is too. She's worked for the last 12 months, as a result of which she's really missed this program. It's a rare thing in itself. So I guess just for a kind word, you get a Radio 1 official listener certificate. Clive Johns, Century Oils Limited in West Park Farm, industrial estate in Folkestone and Kent. You got a certificate on its way to you. Here comes the first play anywhere of the new House Martin single.
I'm reminded by the dug up my tent, dug up my...